today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks for stating your allegiance.
Thank you for doing that.
You're listening to his day with Pony.
So,
there has been break-ins. That's all I want to say.
He's got, sometimes his memory is so, you remember,
you know,
the break-in.
The most annoying break-in. So
remember when they stole the car and there was a break-in?
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago or something like that. Four years ago.
I was going to guess something on. Yeah. But I wasn't sure.
Thanks.
And I'm on Team Mike.
But thanks. Still, yeah, the most inconvenient break-in was when he just spoke.
Everyone does dream. They probably just don't remember their dreams.
You got it. You nailed that one. That's absolutely
actually, that's
correct.
Not true, Mike. People that used to work for CBS don't dream because the dreams were killed.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Prior to my discussing what I'm going to discuss here, I would like to issue a very public apology to our own pony boy, Matt Bloom.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Apologies already.
Now, I think Oscar could probably document the fact that for as long as the Mike O'Mara Show has been in existence, it just seems that Pony and I, when we have to take care of anything business-wise, it just doesn't always line up. I have fondness for, let me give you the similarities with me about Pony and my politics line up beautifully.
Yes.
Pony and my television tastes when it comes to series television.
Very close.
He's usually, and movies to a certain extent are usually spot on.
They're both white.
I like Pony a lot, and I think he knows that. I hope he does. Yeah. When it comes to business activity, especially business activity when I'm doing my best to tread water through a day.
Like business, like banking and transactions, or?
It could include that, I think.
It could be transactions.
Yes.
It could be communication regarding the show, whether it be something technical that's gone awry. The element of communicating something with business can be problematic. So yesterday, this is a minor pony. I would describe this as a minor blip. Would that be accurate?
In your mind, so.
I hope it is.
You know, this really killed me though. This one made me feel awful because I knew you were not feeling well. And
well, I appreciate that.
He's 60 years old, not a toddler.
And,
feeling well. What are you going to coddle him?
Pony, I am here to tell you that due to my depleted condition, the statement that I made to you with our last conversation yesterday, that everything you and I do together turns into an S show, may have been a little bit broad. You know, perhaps
may have
I should
been
not
a
have,
little rash.
Not rash, Rob, but overstating what the real
earn
deal is.
Earn this tape when we're done.
Do you
please.
Feel so, that without you having said that, he probably knew that's what you were thinking at the time?
I think he knew that I was probably doing a bit of venting, and
sure.
I believe I have issued the public apology to Ponyboy, who has taken a beating from all of us at one time or another, mostly Oscar and I with Pony. But well, you've been rough on him too, and I have.
I was mad that he didn't go to Japan, but I let it go.
And I let it go too.
Yeah.
I let it go too.
I'm still very pissed about
Konnichiwa.
That.
I know you are, Rob. I know you are.
Arigato.
Let me
talk English.
This is a segment I would like to call "My Day with Pony."
Oh, please,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this sounds like it's fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. So,
1-on-1.
Yes. Yesterday, at the conclusion of the broadcast, I would venture to say that. I was in a somewhat depleted condition.
Yes.
It was just not. You know, I've done shows where I felt a lot worse. I've done shows where I've sounded a lot worse. But this is right in between. And
to be fair, you muscled through, though. You made it.
You got a minor cold.
And, yeah.
And it's no big deal. But it is requiring, because of the throat, a little more. But I was done.
A little
more
effort. A little more effort, yeah.
And also, at the end of the show, I realized that my Thursday is Daddy Daycare Day.
Oh! So you get the Rodriguez kid.
It's not Rodriguez. What's his name? Thank you very much.
Sam Harper, who is the kid?
Hey, we're not going here. Okay, we're not going here with the kid. Okay. Not with the other kid. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, can I just say it's...
This is my life, you know that, right?
Can I just say... Thursdays are Donnie and Mikey days.
Okay, thank you, Oscar. Oscar, behave yourself. So anyway,
Mike,
here it is.
How about a reset?
And now my day with Mike. To recap, I probably mentioned this before, but on my Thursday, at the conclusion of doing this broadcast, I will run an errand or two, but primarily my next big function is to hop in my vehicle and drive over to the school.
Sure.
Where school lets out at approximately 2:05, and I leave my domicile at 1:10 or 1:15,
yes,
so as to be the eighth or ninth car in line to pick up my son Michael and his best friend Donnie.
Time-wise, how long does it take to drive from your home to the school, portal to portal?
Oh, gosh, 11 minutes.
Oh, so it's close.
Great.
Perfect.
Nice terminal.
So I am in the car probably from roughly 1:20 to 1:30 till school lets out, which would be about 10:50. It's about 45 to 50 minutes of sitting. Thank God for cell phones where you can, you know, occupy your time.
And your hips. And your new hips.
What is my new hip?
This is taking the real. This is a second weird
turn. Friday,
here.
Oscar. I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna reach through the table. What do my hips have to do with anything?
There's no pain in your body because of your new hips, so you get to sit for a long time.
Well, if I was sitting for a long time with my previous injury, it probably wouldn't be as bad as if I was getting up and down.
But I
don't want to digress. I'm
going to stop helping,
through this show.
And I'm just going to drink my beverages.
Okay.
God bless you. What are you drinking, by the way?
Today?
I see 1, 2, 3, 4 vessels for your beverage.
I have been overserved. I made these two coffees for myself. Our wonderful intern made this water.
Did you have adult beverages last night?
I had one adult beverage. One.
Did it have a handle on it?
Do you believe him? Do you believe that he had?
I believe that if that's the truth, it was a rather large one.
it was a seltzer. Oh, right. and a Jack and Diet earlier in the evening.
Okay, so that's two. One becomes two.
Two Jack and Diets and one seltzer.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, let me start.
Oh, is this a reset?
My day with Pony. All right, so I am sitting there with my waiting for the two. Usually pretty wound up, you know, soon to be 6-year-old and my son, the 6-year-old, to get in the car. They can be in various degrees of out of controlness because they're excited and all that, but it's okay. It's what I expect. Then I'm going to take them back to the house and I'm going to shepherd them around for 45 minutes. Then it's off to the Cocoonville driving range where the fabulous teacher, Ryan, will give them a half hour golf lesson and I get to just sit by the side and it's not really that taxing at all. However, the day is laid out. Now, I should point out that when we tape this show, we are together from a little before 9 o'clock in the morning till 10:30, 10:45.
Roughly.
And then we say goodbye, and then we reconvene the next day. That's the way it
there
goes.
There are tears.
When we say farewell.
But we know it's not goodbye. It's
but
just
they're crocodile
so long.
Tears.
That's
they're
right.
Crocodile tears.
This is true.
So at 1:09. I receive, because I'm driving and I don't get it when I'm driving, but when I get to the school, I receive, would you be able to make it to the post office today or tomorrow to pick up the package with your network equipment? Now, this is the equipment that, if we are being conservative, when did the process begin?
2 weeks ago.
To get this equipment to me?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Conservative. All right. 2 weeks ago.
Which is about the same amount of time it used to take the Pony Express to get a letter.
Yeah.
From New York to San Francisco.
We could have driven it there and back multiple times.
Absolutely.
So maybe last week, I said, Pony, I don't know where that stuff
you
is.
Mentioned.
Can you track it down?
Yeah, you mentioned and it. You mentioned
now,
it.
Now, we'll get to the main problem for the very careful Pony, which is fine. He likes security. He likes to make sure nobody's you know, getting away with anything. And
right.
So he's very, very careful about something. So I get that text at 1 o'clock. Now, we saw each other. I had 2.5 hours of dead time where I could have easily made this run. But I'm sitting there in a 45 minute to an hour line waiting to pick up children, and that's it. So I go, I do the Napoleon.
Yeah.
However, I respond, and I said to Pony, I can try today, because I'm assuming after the golf lesson, when they're back at the house at 4:15, then I can do that.
Yeah,
I
said, you can leave them in the playpen.
And here's where the fun begins. Where Pony says, I say to Pony, please let me know which address and the time they close to confirm.
Oh, the post office that the equipment would be at.
Yeah, when Pony says, would you be able to make it to your post office? Mm. There are 70 of them. Yes. I don't know which one
it is. It's not 1910 anymore.
Is it the one in Deerfield or the one in Fort Myers? Which one?
And I am not a post office guy. No. And I don't believe I
selling Bill O'Reilly.
We're a stamps.com guy.
I'm a stamps.com guy.
Yeah. Of course.
Been for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I don't know which one he's talking about, because there are multiples. Right?
Yes.
The problems are multifold. So then he gives me the address of the post office. And I see that, and he said their hours, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I said, okay, I'll pick up today. Pony says, great, thank you. So I pick up the kids, take them to the golf course. Carla comes back. They're in the house. I said, and at this point I said, Carla, I have to go. Now I have to go to the post office
equipment
to pick up the equipment that Pony sent to me that I had to sign for, that I wasn't here to sign for, like everything he sends where I have to sign for it. I'm a little minorly irritated that I even have to do this, because you know what? We have a gated community. There is no, to the best of my knowledge, in the last 300 years in this community of Cocoonville, there has never been a package taken off anybody's because we have a gate.
I don't want to be rude or get on Pony's side because I'm on Team Mike.
But that's a good idea. Let me continue. But, all right. So anyway, let me just say
thanks
this.
For stating your allegiance.
Thank you for doing that.
You're listening to His Day with Pony.
So
there has been break-ins. That's all I want to say.
He's got sometimes his memory is so. You remember
you know
the break-in?
The most annoying break-in. So
remember
far
they
was,
stole the car and there was a break-in?
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago or something like that. Four years ago.
I was going to guess something on. Yeah. But I wasn't sure.
Thanks.
And I'm on Team Mike.
But thanks. Still, the most the most inconvenient break-in was when he just spoke.
I begin the Odyssey, and what wonderful technology, how it's changed our lives.
At any point, did Carla offer to go for you since you were ill?
No, Carla was supervising the two kids Donnie's father arrived, A-OK with me.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy getting on the out of the house. But I'm sounding like I do right now, and this time of day, much different than the end of the day. And I'm sitting there, so I begin the journey.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I'm not even giving it a second thought. All right. And so I go out and I take the right, then I take the left, then I take the right, then I get on the main drag, then I take the other right, then I take the left. And then it says, make a U-turn at the circle. Well, there's not a circle.
This is on your Waze, I guess?
This is on my map app.
Google
Maps.
Okay.
So I don't know why I got annoyed with you saying that, but it's my Google Maps.
Well, I just want to know who was directing you.
Boar on the floor.
Boar on the floor.
That's not the rules. I told the truth.
So I'm off.
Yes.
And then I turn around and I realize there is not a location that they say it's you know when it says the destination is on your right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, there doesn't seem to be the destination there. I'm confused.
Mm.
And then I go back and
do you in your memory ever remember a post office being there?
I don't know.
It's tough in Florida because everything changes so much.
I just don't know. But it turns out I finally pull the car off to the side of the road after I go across the main drag. I know there's no way it can be here. And the only thing that I see that's on my right is a Florida orange tourist stand.
Oh,
where nice. You can get a great, great sherbet. You can get a great sherbet.
Sounds
it's
refreshing.
Really, really good.
Really
it's,
does.
I may have taken you boys there. Ooh. I may have taken you boys there. It's green. It's got souvenirs in it.
You drove us by it.
Yeah, you said okay. Sherbert's.
I drove
and then kept driving.
Glad you're here.
You said, so, very costly. Yeah. Nice to look
we
at.
We got the tacos, though.
Spared no expense. Ball on the floor.
That's not the rules.
What a great television program. God, now I finally caught up and it's going to go away for 6 months. Anyway, digressing again. But,
yes.
So I pull over to the side and I see that the address that Pony has given me is off by a number. So instead of it being 14601, it's 14651.
Is that he sent the wrong one or you entered it wrong?
What do you mean? No, no. No, he sent the wrong
okay,
one.
Okay, that's what I would
have
suspected.
Like you have to ask?
No, not really, but I'm making it clear for the listener.
I remember Team Mike.
That's right, bore on the floor.
So, Team Mike.
What's the address?
I go in, and by the way, in fairness to our boy, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, it is not easy getting these postal addresses. Pony, would you back me up on that?
Oh, absolutely. And I actually have a printout from the USPS website with the address 14601 right there.
All right. So I go to I go to my web address and it says 14651.
I see. Okay.
I swing around and it's just as difficult. Kind of taking me into the same area.
Right.
I take a right just to take a right. Yes. And then I see a sign that looks like it's been in James Coco's rectum since he died that says with this faded hardly. And you go around and there's this huge facility back way off, far enough off the road where you can't see it with post office. Now, Pony had also sent me the hours 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. At this point, it's 4:30. 4:25, 4:30. So I'm sitting plenty of time. No problem. I pull in, and as I pull into the post office, I go, oh, there it is. Oh, can't go in that way. I guess that's where the trucks come out.
Right.
Let me pull around to the front. Oh, there's the consumer office right there. I don't see any cars out in front. I get curious. I look at the door. Hours are till 4 p.m.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That is when I
officially Team Mike.
That is when I.
What's your printout say about that, Matt?
It said the moose out front should have told you.
Park's closed. Then, when I call Pony, I have I believe the statement was Pony. What is it with you and me that every time we try to do anything like this, it turns into an S show? And I don't think you had an answer. You kind of apologized, which was fine. I'm depleted. I'm sitting there and I'm going. And then I went into a spiel that I gave you a moment ago when Oscar talked about the break-in.
Yes, indeed.
Where I talk about the fact that please just send it.
Yes.
Just have them leave it. And then.
And most hours of the day you have someone at home.
It's such and such dollars worth of equipment, and that pissed me off too. It's such a. I know it is. And I didn't go as far as to say I would eat the cost if somebody put it in the trunk of their car. But I said, please, for the love of God, don't ever do this again. Because this started with the ineptitude of having to sign the thing and then they take it away and they never bring it back.
Right?
It's just it's a cluster. Yeah. So, Pony, I've said my piece. The boar on the floor is yours.
Mike, again, I'm very sorry, and next time we'll not make this mistake, and I just want to apologize again for ruining your custody day.
But let me ask you this. Did you go to Bloom Google, which is the different Google? Because when I got the website that gave the proper address of the post office, along with the hours of, I believe it's 9:30 to 4 p.m., on Bloom Google, you know, the 6 p.m. closing is what I'm curious. Could that be a satellite post office of some kind?
I'm not exactly sure. All I know is when I went to the USPS website and got an address that was 14601, which matched with the... I actually got a call from someone at the post office about the package, and that was the address they gave me.
And then did you hear them stifling laughter?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
I didn't know why.
So did you call them after we spoke, since they're open till 6 p.m.?
After we spoke, I was kind of a little bit more worried about your situation and that I had held you up all day and wasted your time. I was very upset yesterday.
It was martini time.
Yeah.
Yes.
He also felt depleted.
Is that his way of saying I didn't do anything? I just went into my shell and poured a gin martini.
Yeah.
Because you speak Pony better than I do, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and Oscar's been raising his hand.
I didn't want to interrupt or talk or break character here.
Happy Friday, thank everyone.
Thank you. I've been working with Pony for almost a decade now.
Yes, you have.
And
so have I.
Yeah, yes, you have.
And, I wouldn't call it work.
And Mr. Matt Ponyboy Bloom has a dark cloud, like a Peanuts character.
Yeah.
Following him around at all times. And okay. I tell my wife, I tell Rob, I say, we have to break this curse, this witchcraft that's been brought upon him.
Rodney Towel.
Because when it comes to details, it's not because he doesn't want to, or he doesn't care, he doesn't want to succeed. He has so much going on in his mind, these ones and zeros, that he needs someone to either shadow him, hold his hand, or restrain him from not making a mistake. And it's as simple as, hey, do you mind showing me the process that you went through to get this done? So, and what I'm saying is this.
By the way, this is a discussion that Oscar and I may have had on multiple occasions. I understand. I hope he's conveying it to the listening audience.
Yes.
But I dig what Oscar's saying.
It's all new to me.
Yes.
So.
Exactly.
What I'm trying to say is that he's a good ass. You know, he runs. He digs.
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's got a good guy. But it seems forehead like a drive. Drive
a movie. Too.
I always move.
But he's a good.
I always move that mess online. Move mess. Yeah. I'll be over here doing nothing now.
But it seems like the more Sandy
my hobby
grabs
is working
hold.
With ponies.
Come on.
You keep him in an enclosure. All right. In a cage.
He has a medical condition that is built to miss these little ones and zeros in addresses or transpose them. That will
so
give
it's
you
happened
the
before.
No, it's happened. One thing can break everything, and it's happened before.
Now, although and he
now,
is
now because I knew he would say I went to the USPS. I decided it would be a really, really good idea today to bookmark it.
And oh, good.
Just, to go there, so I wanted to do that. And let me see.
May I add one more thing, Mike, if you don't mind?
Yeah, go please.
In that same ones and zeros spaghetti mess that we're talking about, the genius that comes from Pony when he works alone and there's not a time crunch and there are no interruptions and there is, I think, the 110 milligrams or whatever he has to take every day to make sure he's focused. He's like effing MacGyver.
He is.
So
Pony,
all the geniuses have their weird peculiarities.
Yes.
Einstein hated haircuts.
Yep. Pony, we are talking about the 6 Mile Cypress Annex Post Office.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
That's a really
14,
great one.
14. Shut up, Rob. 14.
Great one.
6.
And it's
and
a
I
great
go there
one.
A lot. So also punchy. 14, 651 Ben C. Pratt, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. Hours: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. Pony, there's not a 6 p.m. on here.
That burns. What I have is, again, that was...
On Pony, on Bloom Google?
On Bloom Google.
Are you using a different browser we don't know about?
Are you on the dark web?
No.
Are you on Dogpile?
But serious question. Did you Google the address?
Yes, I did. And I got 14601 Ben C. Pratt. And hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I'm holding this for Maddie to look at it.
Maddie, what do you
see? I'm getting dragged
into this.
It is
a picture.
Yes, that is confirmed. 14601, 8 to 6.
What's the website? Look at the very top. What's the website say?
It's not in this
picture.
This
is just a picture.
Oh.
Of... A screenshot.
A doctored picture?
Oh, Photoshop.
But now I'm looking up. I'm scrolling up.
Yeah.
It is from the USPS website.
I'm looking at other post office locations.
It's not the Google.
Airport Road. Another one on Airport Road. Oh, wait a minute. Now this might. I'm going to try to help Pony out.
Okay, good.
Please, here we go.
Because it's the same address.
Four on there the are floor.
There are two. Ball on the floor.
The rules.
Shut up, Gregory. Or Greg.
Going by Gregory now.
Greg.
Pony, you said 8 a.m. till 6 p.m., right?
That was the time that I saw.
Is there any anything on there that might give a year, like maybe 1978?
Does that matter?
I think most post offices change their hours.
This is why stamps.com is so important. Ago, yeah, it is, because they, you can't get to a post office
Mike,
anymore.
Mike, so you're saying you don't have your network equipment?
No.
Oh, burn.
But it's safe in the hands of the federal government. That's good.
Yes.
Well, I would have liked to have a follow-up to know
the Fed.
Where it is. Pony.
Yes, sir.
Is there a chance and that Oscar today could contact that post office? You notice I am removing you from the equation.
Yes.
To see if they could re-deliver it.
Oh, of
sans
course.
Having
no, no
the
problem.
Sign.
We actually have a direct connection to a high-level post office liaison.
So we can
so
make
I
this
can
happen.
Kind of take it off my radar
it's
for
off,
a while.
Off your radar, Mike.
Yep, you'll get it by 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Now, I won't guarantee that.
I didn't say what day.
Okay, I'm just saying you'll get it.
That's right.
Well, Pony,
set it and forget
you know,
it, Mike.
If I really believe that everything you touch turns into an S show, I would not have been with you for a decade. So there we are. That's,
I appreciate
that's all
that,
I wanted
Mike.
To say. But yeah, just pound sand. F off.
No.
But
no,
anyway,
no. He works. Yes. He works best alone. You got involved. Things got messed up.
It seems to go like that.
Team Mike.
So appreciate it. Want to do that? Yes.
I was going to say the great thing about this, and really to put a button on this story, because I like to leave people with something happy. You're going to get your equipment, and then you'll have an afternoon with Pony as he tells you how to hook it up.
FML. Start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We lived in Temple, Texas for many years. Raised a family there in Temple. We come out here about 4 years ago.
You married into it.
That's the way you want to put it.
I don't have some way to put it. That's the way it is. What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you ever lost on a coin toss.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it?
Yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say, call it.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
All right. Heads, then.
Well done. Don't put it in your pocket.
Sir?
Don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky quarter.
Where do you want me to put it?
Anywhere, not in your pocket. Or it'll get mixed in with the others and become just a coin. Which it is.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
All right. Let me just say this before we go on with the Mike O'Mara Show. The clip, the brilliant clip that Rob Spiewak selected for you to listen to is a clip from a movie called No Country for Old Men. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're jumping on that bandwagon to diss Jennifer Aniston and Martin Scorsese for talking about the Marvel movies, that is a scene you would never see in a Marvel movie.
No.
That is artistry in cinema. That is brilliance of acting, of cameo casting, of character development. Javier Bardem as one of the scariest characters I've ever seen on the screen. And that's what she's talking about, okay? That's what you would never get in a Marvel comic book movie.
And you
would never happen.
You want to talk about layers. Not only is Javier Bardem fantastic, the bewilderment on the guy. It's so great.
And the danger where you're sitting in a theater and you're going, Oh my God, he's flipping that coin for his life and he doesn't even know it. And the voice, when you play the audio, what I love when you play those audio clips, the raspiness where it's almost like he tried to shoot the crap out of his voice before he did that scene. Yes, Oscar.
Also, a mere mortal can't handle an Infinity Stone. Like, you just can't do that. So they couldn't even shoot that if they wanted to.
Okay. Are you doing a Marvel joke? Thank you.
Did you see the outtakes where Javier Bardem drives a big yellow Mercedes SUV in that movie?
Hey, hey!
Bumblebee, live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'd love to have a discussion about that, about Jennifer Aniston and all that.
Yeah.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends from Toadsuck, Arkansas, to Genesee, Idaho, Snohomish, Washington, Mumbai, India, and Ravenswood, West Virginia, and Edmonton, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by our good, good friends at Cornerstone.
Yes.
By the way, Cornerstone, please get ready. It might be knocking on your door sooner than later. Nobody really enjoys the ins and outs of mortgages and whatnot. No, I know that. Probably because almost nobody really understands how they work. Notice I said almost nobody.
Right.
Because nobody understands it like the folks at Cornerstone. So if you're looking for a way to take advantage of the current financial climate, you got to hit up Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage interest rates are at their lowest level in 3 years. Rates are now about 1.25% lower than they were just 1 year ago on a $300,000 loan. This means a difference of $225 per month or $2,700 a year. Tappable home equity and consumer debt are still at an all-time high. So now is the time to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone offers free rate float downs. So if rates get better, your rate gets better too. Boom, bam. Boom, bam.
Boom, bam.
Bam.
Cornerstone First will meet or beat any competitor's advertised interest rate. Some restrictions apply. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. You can reach them through our website. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And my apologies for my horrible voice today.
Sounds like you're about to make me flip a coin.
It's been traveling to get to you your whole life. Whatever. The Patriots are ruining the NFL.
Pats.
Essentially, you're right. Yeah,
we were talking about sports, and at least I had the wherewithal.
That's and Pats.
And the
Mystics.
Yes.
Last night, my New York Giants flirted with the idea that maybe they're making
like
it again,
tease you.
Yeah, but there was never even any doubt.
But in real life, you won that game within your picks.
Within my picks, I did, and it just was. I know how people feel that have rivalries with the Patriots that are sitting there and Gronkowski joining the Fox team.
Well, he's not on the field.
It's just but you're watching these.
AB's this, not on the field. They're winning this, with nobodies.
And you see Bob Kraft up there with Rupert Murdoch in the owner's box. It's just like this is the evil empire, man. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
If you take the evil out of it, the only thing I can equate it to is probably about 15 years ago, my family did a fantasy golf pool, like you would do fantasy football or fantasy baseball.
Uh-huh.
But it got to a point where we literally had to take Tiger Woods out of the draft. No one could have Tiger Woods because whoever drew the number that could get Tiger Woods would win every week. And they're taking the fun out of it because it's almost a given they're going to win.
So for a team that sucks like the Giants, who I root for, or the Washington Redskins, who a lot of people root for, or other teams that might suck in the NFL, how about our long-suffering Cleveland Browns fans?
Mm-hmm.
It really does take this. I'm all for a dynasty once in a while, but this just gets old. They're not pleasant. Bill Belichick's not a guy you want to see win.
You hate seeing him.
It takes one Sunday or one Thursday now or one Monday night, depending on the game.
Yeah.
If Brady is obliterated and he is hurt, it's over.
Might be right. You might be right. The man has the reason he is who he is, it's at a different level.
Yeah.
The level of calm.
He's the Michael Jordan or LeBron James of the NFL.
Yes.
Well, it is a different with a quarterback in the NFL where you have men that are 14 feet tall who are trying to kill you on every play.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a special kind of guy. I do not diminish the talent of the coaching
Remember
staff
Theismann.
And the players. What I'm saying is it's just not fun. There's a thing called parody, which I think makes it more fun when you go in and when they're all making a, when you're doing a pregame show saying, How many touchdowns will Tom Brady throw? It's like, that's boring to me. And yeah. But I watch because I'm thinking, you're telling me there's still a chance. But no, they're all sacrificial.
Look, we used to talk about the Golden State Warriors this way. Mm. And then they had some injuries and some players leave.
Right. It happens. It's sports, but Thursday night football. And then, you know, when my wife asked me for the 9th time, you know, they do football on Thursday. Yes, Carla, they play football on Thursday night. It's a thing now. They do it. It's a thing now.
It's a thing now because they want more of the money.
And then I looked at Carla and I said, why does everything I do with you and Pony and you turn into an SJ? No, I didn't say that.
Someone's under the weather.
Pony sent you an email that said, watch the football game. It's on channel 256. Turn it on, and it's Turner Classic Movies.
I almost texted Mike yesterday when it was a close game at the very beginning.
They held him for what, a quarter?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to, because if I text him and they're going to lose, then he's going to blame me.
Yeah, you would have Cerrito'd it.
It's just not going to be a win situation.
Right. So funny that you mentioned that. Because let me go to my phone right now.
Hey.
Lots of material coming out of my little telephone
today.
It really, really is.
It's not the right post office address.
Your princess phone.
Yesterday, 8:56 p.m., about an hour into the contest.
Yeah.
All right. I got to get my sound effect ready.
Probably a little bit into the second quarter, I'm guessing. Yeah.
From James Tiberius Cerrito.
Hey.
Go G-Man.
G-Man.
I'm polite. I give him a thumbs up. This is the optimistic fatalist.
Yes. Sure.
A man who loves my anguish and misses it. It's obvious he misses me.
He misses you as a friend, but he
misses my pain. He would like to see me sitting at his bar reacting to them losing. So, but this is Jimmy, and Rob, you will understand this. I give him a thumbs up just to be polite.
Right.
And you know my thumbs up is my way of just going, just stop.
Enough is enough.
When we do scheduling changes on the show now and everybody puts their cute little emoji, mine 90% of the time is a thumbs up. That's what I do. Just thumbs up. I got it.
Do you hate the emojis?
No. No, because they're
efficient.
We'll
stop them.
They're efficient. Okay. They're very... No,
if you hate them, we'll stop them.
No, I think that the emoji... And I'm under the weather, so don't ask me today. It's a bad day to do that. But I'm going to tell you this, Oscar. I think the emojis for when we do scheduling changes shows camaraderie among the...
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a big fan of the GIFs that Oscar sends.
The GIFs. But it's camaraderie with the team. That's the...
I'm trying to switch it up.
When we're communicating that
way. Just laying it on the table, man. Yeah.
And by the way, I know she's been on a nice roll, but the Maddie emojis probably make me laugh more than some of the...
Okay.
Other.
Well, it's her. She's kind of the
queen. It's an unfair advantage.
I know she's younger. I get it.
She has... Look, I'm sending llamas over because I'm Bolivian, right? That's what I send, a llama.
Right.
But Maddie, she's got this savant side of her that, for whatever reason, that emoji that comes through... I laugh as well, and I'm in the same room where I'm like, where the hell did she find that one?
Yeah, it's like she's got a secret file.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you what happened.
All right,
so
Jimmy.
So I send Jimmy the thumbs up.
Yes.
Then Jimmy... sends me an emoji of three hands praying.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, to be fair...
That is the optimistic fatalist, is it not?
To be fair, that is the emoji that pops up when you type in thank you. So he could have been thanking you.
No, he's praying.
No.
He's praying that they hold on and win.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Rob, it's that. Let me show you.
That's the
praying.
It's the Bart Simpson emojis.
All right. Well, this is that does come up when you say thanks.
He did it because praying that they win. But I know.
Why
I'm
am
in
I
the
on
middle
his side? You're right. You're right.
Very bad right now.
And
because
the wrong
at that
skin
moment,
tone as well.
At the moment I receive the praying hands, the Patriots block a punt and run it into the effing end zone. And then Jimmy immediately, like they hadn't crossed the end zone.
Yeah.
Where Jimmy writes, uh-oh. Jinx Cerrito
with a
crime. And I write back Jimmy Magic, thanks. And then we do a whole back and forth thing about
Mike,
this.
Did you know you can add skin tone to your prayer or thumbs up an emoji?
Isn't that exciting?
I'm just letting you know that Rube send you the Bart Simpson,
the yellow guy.
Yeah. But if you hold down your whatever emoji you want, thumbs up, prayer, if you hold it down, it gives you all the skin tones. As you can tell, Mike, I just sent to the group a prayer emoji in my skin tone, which is Latino. But I'm not
dark
Latino.
Did I write back the thank you in script? Is that what I did? What are we doing? We're doing a show here.
Okay. And you have to white balance your camera again because your phone blew you out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Right there. Right
there. There you go. Yeah, We're back.
Wouldn't it be great if when he pulled the paper away, he had changed somehow, like a magic trick? I'm wearing a hat.
No.
All right. No. Let's go to commercial.
Yeah, go G-Men.
All right, very good. Yeah.
Didn't work out for them.
No.
Jinx Cerrito.
Super duper. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I think about you day and night.
It's Angie with a new Oh My Gosh show out now. We've got some great last-minute do-it-yourself Halloween costume ideas. Mike, Andy. Because you're so into decorating, we're going to show you where you can download free bat templates to dress up one or all of your houses. Oh, and Mike, we also figured out a way to get you into a parade.
Then you can monster match.
Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
How is Ms. Goff doing? Is she enjoying her podcast?
She, of all the people that have come within our world or orbit of shows, I think that she's taken to this format more with more enthusiasm and more love. And it is not a knock on anyone else, but she does not let her schedule change. She always does her show.
That's right. And and she's so nice. She's so nice.
Super, super nice.
Nice to everybody around her, okay? And everybody could take a lesson from that. Are you listening, Sarah? No, I'm just kidding.
Wow!
I'm making a joke. Sarah Fraser's the nicest person in the world. That's just a joke.
Why would you even say that?
Because I'm just stirring the pot and you're up there and I'm down here. Welcome back to the Mike
O'Meara Show.
Brought to you by Untuck It. Ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy?
Yes.
That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. The solution, Untuck It shirts. Specifically designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It is the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. Mm. I adore my Untuck It shirts, not too long, not too short, and the coolest designed designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. And with more than 50 combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Try yours on in person or at one of Untuck It's 50 stores or go to untuckit.com. Why did I say or? Let me start again.
Okay.
Try yours on in person at one of Untuck It's 50 stores or, that's the or, go to untuckit.com. You can go through our website to get to them to get started. Free shipping returns on all U.S. orders. Plus, you can save 20% on your first order by using the code TMOS at checkout. That's untuckit.com, promo code TMOS. Rob Spiewak mentioned something to me before we went on the air. And I have to tell you, Carla hit me to this yesterday. I had no idea. Either I've had my head in the sand or I'm not paying attention. I didn't know there was a Breaking Bad movie that was going to drop today.
Mm-hmm. Big deal.
I mean, has it not been? You can't walk 5 feet without hearing something about the Joker. But the Breaking Bad has
Netflix has been really promoting. A matter of fact, they had a Hollywood styled red carpet premiere this week.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. I missed it. I must have missed
Mike,
it.
Mike, it's tough. And we talk about trying to break through all the noise,
right?
As far as like our circle here, I've heard enough about this movie to know that some people. They wanted to watch it at 4:30 in the morning when it dropped.
It drops actually at 3 p.m. Eastern today.
Yeah, like so they want to do that depending on the coast you're on, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like if they want to watch it that early. Because,
regular movie length, like 90 minutes. Is that what it's?
Yeah, 2 hours. I think
two hours.
Yeah.
But they're so scared of things being spoiled.
That's the thing.
Either going to have a watch party on the West Coast or East Coast to make sure that it doesn't get spoiled.
So
that's how big
3 p.m.
this movie is.
East Coast time, that's when it drops today.
And here's what I can tell you that I know from what I've gathered is that almost everybody from the show is back, including Walter White in flashback. The movie picks up at where the series ended. The key character is Jesse Pinkman. The movie is called El Camino. And yes, Mike Ehrmantraut is in this movie.
Can you confirm the time back there in the control room, please?
They have a countdown on the Netflix website.
Yeah, I just want to see.
Whatever you
see,
do,
please.
Rob. Don't give it. Rob, don't give it to Pony Boy. He'll get the numbers wrong.
He's got people with him.
Pony's there, Pony just sent me a text. It said 8 p.m. tonight on Hulu.
Hulu Plus.
Have you heard anything? Is anything positive buzz?
The trailers look dark and fantastic.
Sometimes there's so much out there. Mm-hmm. There's so much out there. Sometimes you just miss it. You just miss something that's big that's coming down. And by the way, they're doing the marketing already. Have you noticed that with Joker? Best film of all time.
Of course.
Yeah. They're scrambling already
because they know this off.
Thing. Yeah. This thing is going to be crazy.
When I see the previews and the press for this Breaking Bad movie, I have a similar feeling I used to get when The Sopranos would come back after 18 months off the air. Because in a way, part of it is you're getting to see characters that you thought you weren't going to see in again. You weren't going to see anymore. And it's fun to revisit with, you know, characters that you're invested in.
I don't think they're going to mess this up like the Sex and the City movie.
I don't either.
Would you like me to offer my two cents?
Please.
Yes.
And this is fresh. Now, they're not related in any way, shape, or form, but this is what I think. I think it's going to be effed up. And let me tell you why.
Really?
The magic of Breaking Bad. The binge worthiness.
Back together.
The binge worthiness of Breaking Bad was the length of it. That you went on and you never knew what twists were going to happen with a movie. And this was, look, I'm comparing it to Downton Abbey. Don't mock me for that. But when you try to come back with a series and turn it into a movie, you have to button things up and you destroy, believe it or not, the credibility of the plot lines because everything's got to be tied up in a neat little bow. It happens too much. There's too much stuff happening in a concentrated form. That's why Breaking Bad, in my opinion, was the greatest binge series ever made for television. You couldn't turn away and you never knew what was going to happen, and it went on and on and on, and that's why it was like an addiction. The joy of it was the length of it.
What do you say to the people that started with episode one and did watch it episodically through the entire run? They still had the same joy you did, but they couldn't binge it because it was being parsed out. You and I both got on towards the end where we could binge it.
Yeah, and that was the first, I think Breaking Bad came out. That was like one of the first real,
I think it sort of set the concept. Template. Yeah.
That and House of Cards were binge-worthy.
Yeah, but House of Cards was the first like A-line series that would drop all 13 episodes
all
in a day.
All of them at the same time.
Right.
Now, remember, I'm on Team Mike and Team Rob, but we have some breaking news from the control room. I knew I was right.
It is available now.
Yeah, it dropped at 4:30 this morning Eastern time. People were watching.
Oh, the clock was wrong? I checked the clock yesterday. I swear to God, I did.
Welcome to my world.
I swear to God, I checked the clock.
So that's what I heard in the bullpen downstairs, where some people were saying they were going to wake up to watch when it dropped, so they wouldn't get any spoilers throughout the day. So as you're listening to this right now, let's say you're listening Friday today, you want to stay away from social media just in case people want to ruin things for you.
Very true.
For the people that are doing that, that get it getting up at 4:30 so they won't get any spoilers during the day, go work at a homeless shelter, okay? For the love of God, get some semblance of a life. All right? And by the way, I've watched live sports my whole life, and I've recorded sports when I couldn't make it. You can avoid stuff. You just you don't have to always be connected. That's what you do to do that.
So say the show ends today. And
you mean for good?
No, this show. The Mike O'Mara show, when
very
set up
possible. Yes, right now due to my physical
condition. Do you have it in you to just get some rest, throw that flick on, and get it over with?
What's he saying?
Saying, do you have the time?
Yeah, would you today, like as soon as we shut the mics off, would you watch it right now, daytime television viewing?
Yeah, I'm a daytime viewer. I could do it. But let me also say the reason, and by the way, there's every chance it'll get great reviews, but there is the distinct possibility that because it is in a totally different format, that people might be disappointed. And when you tell me that Walter White is coming back only in flashback, and he's not going to be the Jesse Pinkman, ain't going to drive that vehicle.
Mm.
Jesse Pinkman ain't a strong enough character to keep that show going for 90 minutes or 2 hours of viewing.
But they've
Aaron
got
Paul doesn't have the chops.
With
I'm
the
sorry,
magic of flashback, they might be able to drive it. And also they have an advantage here is that they do have five seasons it ran?
Yes.
5 seasons of establishing the characters where they can focus on just story.
I understand all that.
Be optimistic, man. This could be
blue math becomes pink math.
If you,
Jesse Pinkman.
If we come in on Monday's show and you're hearing bad reviews about Breaking Bad, the movie, I'm just saying I'd like it to be successful, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes the other way. Because it very well.
Well, can we all make a blood pact to watch it?
Yes.
I'll watch it this weekend. I promise you I will watch it this weekend.
I will
do that. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, very special moment. That's right. All of you Rob Mobbers out there, it is time for Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner.
Nice.
And we will do that when we return right here on the Jesse Pinkman Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power, space-age polymers, multiple modes? No. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. It's simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day, so ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you still have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a trip back to the past. As we get inside the brain of Robert Wadhams Spiewak
and
Junior,
take a look at Rob's Nostalgia Corner. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, in 2007, the AFI,
I'm here too.
Oscar?
Mike and Oscar.
I was going to direct the next comment to you.
Excuse me, I'm just saying.
That's fine, that's fine.
I wouldn't leave him out. I really wouldn't leave him out. He is sitting close to you, right?
The American Film Institute.
Yes.
Does Bolivia have one, a film institute?
I think it burned down in the third coup of 1999.
All of that film gone.
Yes. They really, really care. It's the BFD.
In 2007,
Bolivian Film Division.
The AFI ranked this as the 14th greatest American movie of all time. The year is 1960, and the movie is Psycho. The Alfred Hitchcock movie, Psycho.
I'm aware of that, yeah.
Now, Alfred Hitchcock, it's 1960. He's a British director. He came over to America in the late 30s, early 40s, and became a Hollywood darling.
Hitchcock is British?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And he was just on the heels of releasing two of the most probably glorious-looking movies ever made. Vertigo with Jimmy Stewart. And North by Northwest with Cary Grant. Beautiful, widescreen, big budget, big, big films. And so people were wondering what direction he was going to go next. So what he was fascinated by the little horror films that were being shot on a shoestring and making a fortune.
Mm.
So instead
and he was fascinated with blondes.
He loved blondes. Yeah. Look at all his leading
ladies. Gooey fat guy.
All of his leading ladies all look like, as a matter of fact, there's still a phrase they use, Hitchcock blonde.
Really?
It's a look in the 1960s. Yeah.
Yes.
Eva Marie Saint, Grace Kelly.
Wow.
Tippi Hedren,
Kim Novak.
Tippi Hedren, yeah, Kim Novak.
So
Janet Leigh.
That's the one in this movie. That's his blonde in this movie. Very good.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Am I messing you up?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So I don't want, but God knows I don't want the mobbers on my ass.
What happened is he found a book by a guy named Robert Bloch called Psycho. Okay, it had a small release, and it was based on...
I knew his son. His son was an author.
Oh?
Yeah, Chip.
No, it's a different guy.
Chip Bloch.
That is Chip off the old block. That's where that comes from, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rob.
So the book Psycho was based on an actual serial killer named Ed Gein or Ed Gein. I've heard it said both ways. And actually, he was the inspiration for Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Silence of the Lambs, both of them and Norman Bates based on this guy. So Hitchcock got a guy that wasn't Alfred Hitchcock to contact the author because he didn't want to pressure him. And so he anonymously got the rights to the book for $9,000. That's wow. it. Because he wow. didn't say that he was shopping it for a major motion picture.
Ooh.
So he got, and then
sneaky Hitchcock.
Here's what's great. Hitchcock put people in big cities to go around to all the bookstores to buy up all the copies of the book Psycho so no one would know the ending.
The Hitchcock block.
Exactly.
Wow. So he was, that is cool. That is very, very cool.
He was thinking that far in advance. No. So what people know is that the director was not as much of a mainstream personality in Hollywood as it is now. Like, you know, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, all these people.
James Cameron.
Hitchcock was the first director to take to television and become a personality on his own because he hosted a show called Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Ooh. And I watched it as a kid.
Great.
That's how old I am.
Great show.
Like, as a little kid, they did a little in silhouette, a picture of Alfred Hitchcock, and it's like, now we take you to, and he'd do a little TV
like
show.
Like a mini series?
He'd do a little TV series. Show. Every, it was a different scary, plot every
week. It was a scary, like the Twilight Zone.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yep. So he was fascinated by these low-budget films, and he said, you know what? I've got a TV crew. I can make this film with my TV crew.
Mm.
So he went from having the highest-ranking Hollywood motion picture staff that you can get, like from Universal Studios, to his little TV crew. That's what he used to make Psycho, and that's how he kept the budget down.
Wow.
And so Paramount gave him a really small budget because they didn't like the material. As a matter of fact, the Psycho house, it was assembled from other houses. They didn't even build a real set. If you see the Jimmy Stewart movie Harvey, you see the basic house from Psycho used in that. They repurposed it for Psycho.
And didn't they have it on like the back lot as a tourist item?
They still do. It's not on its original site. I think they moved it there, but it still remains.
But that's still the house,
that's
right?
That's the house. Okay. So first day of shooting, Hitchcock made everyone swear, literally put their hand in the air and swear not to reveal the plot.
Mm.
Because I'm going to try and do this without spoiling the plot, because the plot is amazing.
It's been forever.
No, but there are so many twists and turns.
The shower curtain.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, there is a murder in a shower, but that's just the very beginning of it.
What do you mean you're not doing a spoiler alert for Psycho?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are people.
The son's the murderer. I mean, that's a.
Yeah, but there are so many different twists and turns that get there.
Come on. Okay, don't get weird.
All right.
Yeah, no one cares.
He did so many things in this that had never been done before. For example, the audio design, the music that I'm playing you right now are just ended.
The Psycho music.
Yeah.
Do you know there is not.
Can we get a little more of it?
Yeah, there is not a horn. There is not a drum. There is not a woodwind in the entire score. The entire score is played on strings. And you don't even realize it when you're watching the movie, but it's brilliant. It's Bernard Herrmann.
The skin flute.
Also, when Norman discovers the murder and screams, "Oh God, Mother, Blood Mother," this is the first time this has ever been done. Hitchcock used a primitive graphic equalizer to take the bass out of Norman's voice to make him sound like a little kid. The sound design is pretty brilliant.
I love this guy. I love this part from the score. This is my when she's in the shower and suddenly she's going to get stabbed. This music.
Yeah.
No, that's different.
Actually, funny you should bring it up, Mike. The iconic shower scene is a mix of the sound of the shower, the score, and of course, the knife.
Still to this day scares me.
Okay.
Still to this day scares me.
You should know that the sound of the knife.
They use chocolate syrup for the blood.
Bosco, precisely right.
Bosco chocolate syrup.
Because it was black and white, you couldn't tell.
Hitchcock felt the movie would be too expensive in color and also too gory.
Ooh.
So they used chocolate syrup. But the sound of the knife, they experimented. They had never done the sound of a knife being stabbed into a person before. So what they did is the sound design people stabbed a cassava melon. They said that's the melon that best approximated human flesh.
Look at how happy he is with that.
Also,
well, he's a vegetable guy.
I just think it's fascinating.
He's a produce kid.
Also, this is the first movie to have a flushing toilet in it, and they were so scared that the censors... Oh, here we go.
Mother! Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
So awesome. Mm. They were so scared that they were going to cut the toilet out of the movie that Hitchcock wrote the toilet in as a plot point so they could not cut it. What happens
What was the toilet? How was the toilet?
Basically, the story starts when Janet Leigh steals $40,000 from her real estate.
Yeah, but just to get to the toilet.
So she does
someone leave an upper decker?
No, she does some figuring on some paper, rips up the paper, and then flushes the evidence. And so that's how they worked it in.
Got it.
Also, The shower scene had 78 cuts in it in 45 seconds. And if you've never seen it, it's one of the most remarkable montages put together.
Does seem like a lot of work for one scene.
But it was almost confusing to people. People swore they saw breasts in it, which they didn't.
Mm.
The censors submitted. They said, we want this, this, and this cut out of the shower scene. Hitchcock said, okay, then gave it back to them without changing it. And they said, okay, thank you for making the changes.
Brilliant use of suits. Yes. I love that.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. that's the way they are. Oh, yeah, you did what we told you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Moving on.
So he made the movie. And the last thing I want to talk about is how brilliant he was in the marketing of it. He did not want the ending to be revealed because there are several very amazing twists in it that you don't see coming. He would not. He made anyone who distributed the film and any motion picture theater that showed it, they had to sign a contract saying that no one would be admitted to the theater after the movie started, which was an absolute game changer because it used to be you pay your ticket, you go in anytime, stay as long as you want. But he would make them shut the theater door because Janet Leigh gets killed so early in the movie. He didn't want people to think, well, where's Janet Leigh?
Mm.
What happened to her? Mm. So he had to change that. And also they were not enthusiastic about the material. So he took a percentage. He used to get $250,000 to direct a movie. So he took 60% of the gross. And in adjusted 2019 dollars, he made over $120 million.
Oh, damn,
off of
Daniel.
One movie.
Damn,
one
incredible.
Movie.
Incredible.
Yeah. Also, the other game changer here is the trailer for Psycho was 6.5 minutes long.
Mm.
This would never fly today. And the weird thing is he took it in like a comedy way. This is Hitchcock hosting the trailer and telling you almost nothing about the movie.
Good afternoon. This motel also has, as an adjunct, an old house. And in this house, the most dire, horrible events took place. I think we can go inside because the place is up for sale.
So he walks through the entire set. You don't see any clips from the movie, but you see the set of the movie. And he walks up to the line and tells you almost everything that's going to happen. And then he stops. And I know, Mike, you and I agree that it has one of the greatest closing monologues of any movie ever made.
They're probably watching me. Well, let them see what kind of a person I am.
No,
I'm not even going to swat that fly.
Who did the voice?
I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
It was an actress named Virginia Gregg, but he did hire three actresses and I believe one actor, and the voices are intercut throughout the movie, but the final dialogue is a lady I believe by the name of Virginia Gregg to keep everybody off balance.
Yes.
So he earned $120 million. It was the most profitable film of his career. It stands up as I think his most shocking movie. And I will say this to you guys, if you have never done it, watch someone watch this movie for the first time. Mm. It is so fun to watch someone watch this film because for a movie that is now nearly 60 years old, it holds up magnificently. And remember, Mike, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's Rob Mankiewicz in Nostalgia Corner, ladies and gentlemen.
But with Halloween coming up, you know what? Show it to your kids. They'll love it.
Yes. Very scary. And, you know, when you want to watch somebody watching that movie, Rob just settled a lawsuit because he was doing that. Those girls did not like you doing that through the window. We'll take a break and come back.
Don't just look at it.
Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
New York.
Damn right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Ring. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. And with seasons changing and school back in session, it's more important than ever to keep an eye on your home and those you love. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery, like you have to sign for it, Pony. Or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. You can even make sure your children make it to the bus on time and even get home safe at the end of the day. I have the Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Maine. While I'm in Florida, I check it 3-4 times a day. It is the best, especially as we go into the winter months. It's just very, very interesting for me to watch all the different fronts that come through up there. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a Ring video doorbell, and a motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com, ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. And now, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
A review and comment on the news of the day is only our Bolivian bloated eater can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right thinking people of the United States of America. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, we start. We keep it light, ladies and gentlemen. If you like potato chips that taste like chicken, well, first of all, you're strange. But second of all, what a day this is for you. Oscar, Pringles coming out with two new flavors, rotisserie chicken and parmesan and roasted garlic. What say you?
It's me.
Fellas, the chips and their iterations, this movement has been around for roughly 5 to 6 years where we get chicken and waffle chips. For Pringles to jump into this game now. Because you got your staple original Pringles, you get your the sour cream and onion Pringles. Mm. It really is about the ratio of flavor dust, is like that I like to call it, the dusting of the actual chip and how it holds on to the texture of the chip. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. An Utz chip really does hold on to that crab dusting, the flavoring.
Yes.
But then if you put that on a Lay's, it'll fall right off the Lay's. Do I believe a Pringles chip can hold on to the flavoring when they're stacked so tight and you pop that top?
Hey, is it true?
What?
Once you pop, you can't stop.
That is very true.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob, as I was about to get to that point.
Right.
And stepping right over my point. When you pop that top, does that flavor go or does it stay?
When you pop that top, does the flavor stop?
thank you, Mike. I believe that it will stay, and these both could be winners.
Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
This is Oscar's Take.
Oscar, if you are wondering why it's October and you feel like you haven't really accomplished anything big at your job, it's because you've wasted an entire month on email. According to a new study, we waste 29 full workdays every year on checking email. Oh. The study found the average employee spends 2 hours of their day on email, but for one of those, but only one of those hours is necessary. The other hour goes to rereading messages, checking for updates, and sending unnecessary messages. So if you work 230 days per year, that adds up to 29 workdays wasted on email. And if you add in the hour per day that actually is necessary, it means we spend 58 workdays a year on email, or almost 2 whole months every single year.
I'm a believer that there are text people, there are email people, and then they've invented a program called Slack because email and text has become kind of white noise for people.
People just ignore
We use Slack here at work. We pay for it, so there's no endorsement. The reason why Slack was invented, and this is not from them, this is from us, I think, is because of the point you just made, Mike.
Too much wasted time.
People don't want to waste time and then use that app for internal communications or external communications. They know if that comes through, it's a work email or a work message. So you got to talk to that before you go anywhere
else. Enlighten me as to this Slack. Yes. I'd love to be included.
You
want to
get Slack? Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll throw you a Slack account.
Yeah, you'd love to know every time Rob Ford completes an edit. You'll know.
Oh, maybe I'll pass. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, a new survey asked people what they're more worried about, increasing their credit score or their Instagram following. And the answer is their credit score. but it was close. 59% of people said they worry about increasing their credit score. 48% worry about increasing their Instagram following. What say you, ladies and gentlemen?
As a man who has purchased a house,
yes,
has purchased a car, as a man who has consolidated his debt years ago from working my way through radio and supplementing the low income and dollars that are paid as you're working way through the world of entertainment with credit cards, I got to tell you, raising your credit for 7 years and consolidating all your dollars really opened my eyes up to what it meant to be credit worthy. And now at age 41, when I see my score come up and it's somewhere that I'd never thought it would be, which I'm happy to have accomplished after having consolidated my credit for 7 years, the most important thing in life is credit. If you have a good credit score, you can buy a car, you can buy a house. If you have a high Instagram following, you may get a free bottle of shampoo, but you're not going to get that car.
This is true.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Got to fly right now. Oscar, myths about sleep. Myth number one, drinking alcohol before bed helps you sleep. 32% believe it, but it's not true. It might knock you out, but alcohol messes with the quality of your sleep, so you wake up feeling less rested. This is really not an Oscar's take. I'm just giving out facts
that are
true. Myth number two, leaving the TV on helps you fall asleep. 30% believe it. Do you believe, by the way, the alcohol thing? Do you really quickly, do you believe
I know. I think that it wakes you up, at least for me, it depends on the person, it wakes me up in the middle of the night, and then, oh, what shall I do at 3 a.m.? Let me find out the ABC World News. So I can get more depressed than go back to bed.
No, you see what you need.
What about the TV?
You need another drink then.
Leaving the TV on. What about that?
The TV on will stimulate your brain. You can't do that either.
You got that one right. The older you get, the less sleep you need.
That is a lie. The older you get, the more sleep you need. Somehow, the older you get, your body wakes you up in an earlier time. So you think you need. No, not even just that.
Right.
You just wake up like at 5 a.m. like you're a farmer getting ready to take care of the farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing this fact says, you don't need less sleep. The older you get, you need the same. So
that's true. All right.
Some people just don't dream. 25% believe it, but everyone does dream. Do you believe that or not?
Everyone does dream. They probably just don't remember their dreams.
You got it. You nailed that one. That's absolutely
actually, that's
correct.
Not true, Mike. People that used to work for CBS don't dream. Because the dreams were killed.
And myth number five, sleeping on your left side helps with digestion. 25%. A ton of articles claim it's true.
It's true.
Do you believe it?
I've asked my sister because I have such bad heartburn. She said if I eat after 9 p.m. like a gremlin, I need to sleep on my left side to get less heartburn.
You know what? It's just a theory. There is no
really
medical evidence. Your sister.
She's a quack.
She's a quack. It's quackery.
Yes.
And finally, Oscar's take. A guy in
Oscar's
New Jersey. Thank you, Rob.
You're doing great.
Isn't it funny? I knew this yesterday.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
A guy in New Jersey started contacting local farms last year, asking for permission to get it on with their cows and horses. And when they all turned him down, he put metal spikes in their driveways to pop their tires. He was finally arrested last week, and he is facing several charges.
Several?
Yes. Yes.
I've heard this is usually big in the Pacific Northwest, Mike, the Tri-Cities area. I am shocked it's coming from New Jersey. A bunch of perverts. The idea that he would ask first is I think, a polite.
That's one in the plus
column.
As far as
manners are concerned, sure, that's a big win. The spiking of tires afterwards, probably not the way to go. BCL illegal, as far as I know, in all 50 states.
That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We will take one last break, and then when we come back, our final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
There's a guy from Barump who's a big noisemaker. He'll help you win big on your football picks. His bets are the best you won't regret. When he speaks the truth on TMOS, shouting,
we will bet you.
Nikki Diamond delivers every week. Before you make your picks, take some advice from a guy who says,
these picks are diamond certified.
How can you lose with a guy who has an 85% success rate so far this season?
Bank on it, baby.
Your football weekend starts Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show. Because
with my picks, the NFL stands for never f***ing lose.
Thank you. There's the dream team. Jim Amato, Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen.
Got to beat like a cop.
So a guy rushes into the pro shop at his country club, and he screams, can you help me? My wife was just stung by a bee, and she has a severe allergy. The clerk at the counter asks, where was she stung? The man replies, between the first and second hole. And the clerk says, I'm not sure I can help, but I do know her stance is too wide. There we go. Old golf joke. Thank you, Rob. I remember it. That poor woman. Luckily, we can cheer her up. She just needs to listen to the TMOS bonus show.
She's fine. She's fine.
That'll make her smile. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no holds barred 6 episode of TMOS. Taint nothing better. A golf joke. What a great way to end the week. Just click the banner on our website, and you get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the assport. Mm. The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by... Gino's Pizza of Glastonbury. The next time you're on the 300 block of New London Turnpike, stop by Gino's, the Connecticut home of delicious Greek pizza, plus pasta, salads, and our delightful eggplant grinder. You must have found something. One bite and you'll be on a bullet train to the bathroom of happiness. Remember, takeout orders are 25 cents extra at Gino's. You can call us, but we don't accept reservations. That's 860-633-5251. And remember, the phone is out of service because we're closed for good. So go in your hat. That's it. And now let's open up the audio vault. Hold on, I got to get the thing over here. And I got to get that over here. With Rob,
you know, Mike, amazingly, their website is still up. And also...
Grinders. As soon as you said grinders, I knew you did your research.
But really, pretty good Yelp reviews. Too, but yes. I mean, it's gone.
It was the best.
It's gone. Pizza. The pictures look good.
Best. And it was, you know what? Our town was so small, but we considered Gino's, which was a 10-minute drive, to be too far to go. And when they opened in the South Glastonbury part of my hometown, we went to Olympic, and Olympic had a guy with like a real long fingernail, and it was just weird.
A cocktail.
Yeah.
My folks loved it. They loved it.
Well, they were probably buying blow from him.
Yeah, we couldn't go to Gino's because it was 5 minutes to Olympic and 10 minutes to Gino's.
Mike, I listened to this a few times, and I liked it better and better every time I did. Some guy on YouTube theorized what would happen if Lou Reed did the theme music for Jaws. It might sound something like this.
Frolicking on the beach, enjoy the sun. Nighttime skinny dipping can be fun. But here comes a brand new fella, blame it on a boat propeller, but Hooper says, keep away from the ocean side. Say, hey, Mayor, keep away from the ocean side.
I'm sorry to hear that. I tried. I thought it was pretty clever. If you're in South Carolina, don't forget to vote, please.
All right.
Vote for sheriff, especially if the guy comes out, his name is Craig Stivender. And he comes out right away in his campaign ad and says some of the things that his opponents may attack him for later on, including appearing in blackface. He's just putting it out there. Here's candidate Craig Stivender.
I'm not perfect, and I wish I can change a thing or two. As a 16-year-old, I received a ticket for not having my driver's license in my possession. I've been married, divorced, and remarried. I've lost my temper and been reprimanded.
Sounds like Zach Galifianakis.
I know. Yes,
oh my
exactly.
God!
I'm married. Yes, three. It's just fantastic. There I am.
Chip Baskets.
Chip Baskets.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Chip Baskets. Very good.
Remanded at work. I've been in fender benders that were my fault. And about 10 years ago, as a young police officer, I attended a law enforcement Halloween party dressed as ruthless drug kingpin Big Meech Flannery. Today,
that's when he shows himself in blackface in the ad. And also, Dale Baskets.
Dale Baskets.
Dale Baskets.
Dale Baskets. He's a nice guy.
We understand that type of costume is troubling to many.
It's troubling to many, Mike. So get out and vote.
How about...
You know, though, to lay it out there.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, it's not a bad strategy in this day and age. Say I did something stupid. Yeah. I know it was insensitive,
bad
and
shtick.
I'm copping to it.
But I also right. love the fact that he says, I've been married, divorced, I've been in fender benders that were my fault. It's just,
it's funny.
There is
it's
something funny. Refreshing about someone coming out and saying yeah. I was wrong about it.
Yeah, copping to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So get it?
Sheriff? I do. I'm with
copping
you.
To it.
So we mentioned already that you can go to Netflix and watch the new Breaking Bad movie, mm-hmm. El Camino. This week, Trace Adkins said, well, you know, the theme to Breaking Bad doesn't have any lyrics. Maybe they could have lyrics.
Was a high school teacher till he got real sick.
Now he's breaking bad, now he's breaking bad.
Aaron Paul was his friend who called everybody bitch.
He was breaking bad, also breaking bad.
Started cooking up drugs, but they came out blue.
He was breaking bad, making drugs is bad.
Bought a pork pie hat, threw a pizza on the roof.
Cause he's breaking bad, really breaking bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Is it me or are people losing their sense of rhythm? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, I don't know if that's not quite as grievous as Jim Amato, but it's
hey,
you're right, absolutely.
It was close. It was close anyway. So let's close with this, Mike. You know, I think if we have one takeaway from this week of radio shows is
yes.
that bad actions will result in bad consequences. You
okay.
must be responsible for what you do.
Officials in North Carolina have announced that a recent outbreak of Legionnaires' disease was most likely caused by hot tubs at the state fair. So if you got into a hot tub at a state fair, Legionnaires is probably the least of your worries.
Oh, that is your magic audio ball. Have a great God. Weekend, everybody, and a turkey
that
leg.
It's a hot tub at a state fair.
Can you even imagine?
You.
I wouldn't even use a water fountain.
Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, don't forget to send Rob all your emails and letters and cards and chocolates and whatever you want for our mailbag. We do that every Tuesday. That's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Also, the Yak Shack, open 24-7, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Hey, I made it.
You yeah. did.
This is like, this is weird.
Good job, Stat
This
man.
Is really
you
weird.
Made it.
Yeah.
What the hell? Enjoy doing the bonus show yourself. All right, very good. Thank you for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. I swear to God, it just went out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go Nats!
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sunset. Bow to your sunset!